With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire proposal is now in the hands of Israel's cabinet. The plan, which would see the phased release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, as well as the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners by Israel, was approved earlier by Israel's security cabinet. If it wins final approval, the ceasefire could take hold in 2 days with the first group of hostages released. President Biden commuting the sentences of almost 2,500 people convicted of what are described as nonviolent drug offenses.
The president said he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to the sentences they would receive today under current law, policy, and practice. With his latest round of clemency actions that cut short federal prison terms, Mr. Biden has now issued more individual pardons and commutations than any other president. And he has said more could be coming before he leaves office on Monday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fire-ravaged areas of Southern California now having to deal with mudslides. One home that survived the flames was broken apart by a cascade of mud and rocks.
Hazardous materials teams and cadaver dogs are combing the areas block by block. Some people have gone back.
Why do I deserve this? I don't know. I don't think I deserve it, but God bless everybody else.
Enrique Balcazar in Altadena could not believe what he saw.
Every house is burnt down on my block, except for my house.
Balcazar says the garage door burned a bit, but the garage didn't burn. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ahead of his inauguration on Monday, President Trump has spoken by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping. That word this morning from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 321 points. The Nasdaq trading 247 points higher. This is SRN News. The Speaker of the House goes to the Bible.
Mike Johnson says the reason the lower chamber passed a bill that bars males from competing against females in sports can be found in the book of Genesis. Talking to reporters, he said, quote, "We know that men are men and women are women, and men cannot become women." When asked how we can know that, Johnson replied, "It goes back to Genesis. Male and female, he made them." The ban now goes to the Senate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates have passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage in a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democratic-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions work their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor, but they must be twice passed in at least 2 years. After that, the public will render its decision by referendum on those issues. This is SRN News. Among the pro sporting events impacted by the Southern California wildfires,
the PGA Tour is moving the Genesis Invitational out of Riviera Country Club next month because of the deadly wildfires that have decimated parts of Los Angeles. Riviera is in part of the evacuation zone. The 99-year-old course was not damaged. The tour expects to announce a new location in the coming days. It is relocating after consulting with the title sponsor, the club, and the Tiger Woods Foundation that hosts the tournament. It will be the first time since 1998 that the PGA Tour's tournament in Los Angeles is not played at Riviera. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
China has a lot of people, but not quite as many as before, its population falling for the third straight year, a trend that points to further demographic challenges for the world's second most populous nation. China is now facing both an aging population and a growing shortage of working-age people. More details at SRNNews.com.